We heard already about devastation in Libya after a storm and flooding hit the eastern part of the country. And in Morocco, reeling from the country's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades, rescuers, supported by foreign teams, race against time to dig out any survivors from the rubble of mountain villages. So far, the quake, which struck the Atlas Mountains late on Friday, has claimed over 2,900 lives, and that death toll continues to rise. Peter Beaumont is senior correspondent with The Guardian. He has made his way to some of these remote mountain villages, many almost entirely destroyed, and he joins me now. And Peter, can you tell us where you've been and what you're witnessing?
In the last couple of days, I've been up into some of the villages in the Atlas Mountains, which are sort of about an hour from Marrakesh, to a place called Tafa Kharate, and also to a tiny hamlet called Tero East. And what you see there is in the bigger village in Tafa Kharate, I mean, there is just every building is knocked down. And it's a large place. It was sort of 400 or 500 people used to live there. Every villager you meet tells a story of losing a relative. And, you know, what they say to us is that 90 people were killed there. A little further up in the mountains is Tero East, and there were 12 houses there. It's a really tiny place. I mean, it's literally just slipped off the mountain. Fortunately, only six people died there. But one of the things that they all say, and these places are relatively close to the main road in comparison with some of the villages in the Atlas Mountains, is, you know, they're still saying that they're waiting for meaningful help, with villagers in Tero East, you know, actually having dug out their own victims and had to carry them down to the mountain to put them in private cars.
Peter, has that meaningful help not arrived to them because it's so difficult to access these areas, or is it because of delays by the king and the government response?
It's difficult to tell. I mean, when I was going up to the mountains yesterday, I went through the town of Amismus, which was also quite badly hit. It's quite clear that the relief effort there is scaling up quite a lot. I mean, the Moroccan army was there. There were international aid teams setting up camp in a field outside the town. You see a lot of helicopters going into the mountains. And I haven't been able to confirm this, but my hunch is that places that are really pretty inaccessible, the army have been going in on helicopters, they've been getting help. Places that are the closest to the road have also been getting help. And there is this kind of, that some of the villages that you can access with some difficulty by car on these dirt roads are the ones that have slightly slipped through the net. But I mean, the point I think I want to make is that, you know, this is a catastrophe that's actually very diffuse. This is not like the 1960 earthquake in Agadir, where it struck, you know, one sort of big urban location, killing 15,000 people. This is affecting often very, very small villages spread over a very, very large area of quite inaccessible terrain. And, you know, the challenge is that, you know, to get to some of these places, I mean, you need to clear the roads, you need helicopters. Where there's easy access, I mean, you see the aid going in. And I think the problem is it's pushing into these villages spread over a very wide area.
And Peter, and you've written and talked about this as well, and you've covered many disasters through the years. And, you know, this is a story now, it's on our radios, it's on our television screens, it's in our newspapers. But the suffering of these Moroccan mountain communities will continue, won't it, on into the winter and beyond, long after the cameras have vanished.
Yes, I mean, I think that's one of the things that you realise. I mean, when I covered the Haitian earthquake and actually had the opportunity to carry on following some families for over 6 months over a number of visits. So I had an opportunity after that earthquake to see what happens after, you know, most of the media leave. And I think, you know, what's clear from these villages, I mean, some of them have been up there for hundreds of years, is that, you know, places being wiped off the map and whole livelihoods have been removed. I mean, it's not just where people losing their houses and not having shelter at the moment. I mean, lots of people in one of the villages was, you know, they're farmers, they're shepherds. I mean, they've lost all their animals as well. They've lost their clothes. I mean, so you know, there is a huge kind of challenge of rebuilding that is going to be very, very protracted, and it will require a huge amount of long-term effort to put these villages back on their feet, simply because they've lost everything.
Peter Beaumont in Morocco, thank you for your time this morning. It's 17 minutes past 8.